Hello, everyone. We've been meeting for 3 weeks now on the subject about our emotions. I realize that I feel unsatisfied that I'm not giving the kind of information that would really help you. You know, we come together in group, and I love to see the dynamics between everybody, and everybody chat and talk and share what's going on. And then I end up not teaching you anything about the emotions. And in this journey to wholeness, it includes understanding our emotional self and what emotions we feel and how to handle them in life-giving ways. And so my purpose in these 5 weeks is to help you understand your emotions better. We have a personality, you know, and in America we say the personality is expressed by ABCs, which I won't explain because they're English American words. But basically it has to do with the emotions or the feelings. And then it has to do with your behaviors. What are you behaving like? What are you looking like in your face? And then the third one is what attitudes or thoughts are you having? And these are the pieces that make up the your personality, the way I would relate to you and you would relate to me through our personalities. And it seems important that our personalities become honest and accurate and genuine, and that we not try to pretend that we feel love somebody or to pretend that we, I'm not sure what I'm trying to say here, but they're healthy emotions or life-giving emotions when we become more whole I'm not remembering what I want to say, I guess. But emotions are extremely important to your well-being. And to understand what you're feeling and what your emotions are is very helpful in your journey to wholeness. Emotions, you know, affect our bodies, physical changes. When we have strong emotions, you know, fear drives blood into your large vessels, causing an increased heartbeat. I'm going to read some of my notes to you. Elevated blood sugar, slowing the digestion. All these things can affect your body. All your emotions can affect your body like that. Elevated blood sugar, red, rise of blood pressure, an increase in adrenaline. And then and feelings are often apparent by your behavior, nonverbal reactions. They look at the way your behavior, whether you're blushing or sweating, or your posture, different vocal rate. Surprise triggers the eyebrows to rise. And then the thoughts of your mind, what we think, has a great effect on your emotions and on our bodies. For instance, somebody said, try this. Try to say this. I'm such a shy person. Say, I'm such a shy person. Then say, well, I'm a bit shaky here, but that's to be expected. Did you notice any differences in your feelings, in your body? I said, say to yourself, I'm such a shy person. Then say again, well, I'm a bit shaky here, but that's to be expected. You know, and do you notice any changes in your feelings, in your body? Here's another one to try, they suggest. You can say, I'm unhappy. Now say, I'm very unhappy. Can you feel any differences in your emotions or your body? Can you see the relationship between your thoughts and your emotions and your body? There's a relationship. Your emotions touch your behavior. They touch your thought life. And basically, I don't know if I've shared this with you in group or not, but basically, experts say there are five basic emotional categories. Five basic emotional categories. And most all emotions can be categorized into one of these five emotional groups. First, what is mad? What is mad? It means anger, resentment, bitterness, rage, hate, revenge, frustration. These are all subcategories of the category mad. Second category is sad, which has to do with pain, loss, disappointment, things like this, sad. So we have mad, then we have sad. The third one is we are afraid, or we have fear, we have anxiety, we have worry, we have were in anxiety. I think I said that, nervousness. Everything worries us. It's a category called fear. The fourth category is called glad. And glad has got to do with pleasure. I'm happy to see you. It's an emotion. Pleasure. The fifth one people list, and they don't say, sometimes they say it's not an emotion, but it's a decision we make. It's called love. But five, basically emotional groups. There are two of these emotions that are very difficult for people to experience or to express. And I'll see if I can find that paper at the moment. I know it has, anger is one of the emotions, and love is the other one. If I don't see it now, I'll do it later. I'll read it on another recording. Yeah, I don't see it here in my notes at the moment. But the question is, why are your emotions important? We talked about that in group, but I'm going to read about 13 reasons why our emotions are important to you. Our emotions can cloud our thinking, govern our actions, and influence your relationships. For example, many people get divorced simply because they're emotionally ignorant. For example, feeling confident can make the difference between success and failure in everything we do. Insecurity can ruin your chances. Being angry or defensive can spoil our time with others, while feeling and acting calm will help us prevent or even solve problems. So here are the 13 reasons, or ideas anyhow, somebody has written, that they are, our emotions are our inner guidance system. They help us become aware of what is going on within us. Last night, as at the end of the day, I just was very quiet, the lights were out, and I was paying attention to what I was feeling in my body. And I wasn't pleased with it because I could feel anxiety, and I don't know where it was coming from. But pay attention to what you're feeling and put a name on it and ask yourself, why do I have that emotion now? Number two, emotions vocalize the inner workings of our soul. They are the language of the soul, the cry that gives the heart a voice. Number three, emotions are a voice that can tell us how we are dealing with ourselves and other people. They can tell us how we are dealing with a fallen world and hurtful people. Number four, they help us sense the pulse of a group or relationship and state of unspoken feelings. In other words, some people are more gifted with this than others, but you know, when I walk into a room and there are people sitting there, I can pick up immediately the sense of the pulse of the group, the emotional feelings in the group. My husband can't do that, but because it's an intuitive sense or gift God gives us, but it's important to be able to understand our emotions and the emotions of other people. They enable us to connect and relate to other people, to feel their pain, to empathize. They enable us to connect and relate to other people, to feel their pain, to empathize. Number six, emotions help us react to warnings or anger in other people. Number seven, they help us feel regret or shame about something we have done that hurt us, so we won't repeat those mistakes again. Do you like that one? Yeah, I'm sure you can relate to it. They help us feel regret or shame about something we have done that hurt us, so we won't do it again. Number eight, our emotions help us make decisions. We need our emotional responses in order to make decisions, to help us know how we feel about certain things. We unconsciously assign emotional values to some of our choices. And these emotions help us make decisions. And there's a few more. Emotions are a voice that tell us how we are doing with God, who seldom seems to be or to do what we expect of him. What am I doing with God? Am I moving toward God or away from Him? These emotions give us a window into the question of what am I doing with God? Number 10, emotions reveal reality, both outside of us and within us. 11, emotions help us to feel alive and respond to the world, hallelujah, to the world around us. Two more, number 12, emotions are very accurate indicators of what we really believe. That's an important one. They reveal the source and root of our belief system. Emotions come from our beliefs. They match what we believe. That's number 13. So one of the things I want you to understand is when you have an emotion, ask yourself, what is it I believe that is producing and resulting in this emotion? What is it I believe? What is it I believe that is producing or resulting in this emotion? So last night when I was feeling this anxiety, I don't know what I was feeling or what I believed. And whether it's because I'm concerned about getting old and some anxiety about that, I'm not sure. But I'm asking myself, what is it I believe? Because emotions match what you believe, okay? Emotions match what you believe. The inner man needs emotions to express its life, to declare its love and its sympathy toward man's suffering. So that's the importance of our emotions. And they're very important as to our relationships. And I have a couple of questions for you to think about. Which one of those five categories did most of your emotions fall into? What emotions are you most comfortable with feeling? Some of you would like to draw. You might want to make a symbolic drawing of what mad would look like, or sad, or fear, or love. Name some of the various emotions you feel every day. And what messages have you been given about your emotions? That's an important one. Some of us were taught as children, you're a boy, you don't cry, you don't feel sad. Those are some questions you think about. This was in, I think, lesson one. That I was trying to cover it. I don't think I did a good job, so that's why I wanted to do it again. And then I'll shut this one down, and we'll do another one in a moment. So I'll close this now.